I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
All right, here we go.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Now, you ready for this?
This is happening!
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, wake up, stupid!
You know what I'm saying? I think you do.
Check 1, 2.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
All systems are go.
Make some noise!
3, 2, 1.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Mike Calta Show.
The Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. It is Friday, January 15th, 2021, and we are coming to you live. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Friday.
Yeah. Ooh, I might Uber Eats today.
Yeah.
Do it.
You deserve
doing it.
Thank you, Spanish. I appreciate the support. I love this song. Not that much.
I watched recently us playing with Yellow doing this song out in Sarasota.
That was a good time, man.
That was really fun. Was.
Look, can I get a little inside baseball there?
Inside the baseball.
So, I was thinking about this last night because I was watching Carmen. This is before you. I was watching Animal House last night. I've seen it like 6 times in the last 3 weeks. It's always on HBO. And I've always loved Animal House as a kid. But I think as a kid I loved it because it had crazy John Belushi and it had boobies in it. But the appreciation that I have for Animal House now is entirely different. It's such a great movie. There's so many brilliant characters in that movie. Anyway, so I was watching it again last night and there's the scene where they have the fraternity party and Otis Day and the Knights are playing. And they sing Shout, which is not only become super famous from that movie, but it also has become one of those Friday 5 o'clock songs.
Sure.
You know, when they blow the 5 o'clock whistle?
Right. I don't want to work.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Bang on the drums all
Friday,
day.
Friday.
Take this job and shove it.
Yeah. So I was watching that, and we had Otis Day at one of our live gigs at all of like 80-something years old performing Shout with Ronnie D and the Mooks. And I was thinking just how far we've come from doing those live gigs. So when we did a live gig in the beginning, we did this 100% on our own. The station was zero help to us in doing this. Jason Meter, who used to work at our station, was somewhat helpful to us. He would try and be involved. But we still, in the first gig, we still had to play like 8 songs an hour while we were doing a live gig.
So we'd, weird.
We'd do a live gig and there'd be like, to be honest, there'd be like 300-400 people there and we'd get, hey, welcome. Hey, the crowd would go crazy, cool. And we'd be like, all right, we'll be back in a little while. And we'd just go sit there while music was playing. And then we'd go back out and I'd say to them, can we just not do this for one day? And they'd go, no, we have to play the music. I'm like, but I got 400 people staring at me. And they're like, just, you know, do it in between. I'm like, ugh. So anyway, the first one was great, even though it was awful. because it, we did it at the fairgrounds. We had a bunch of people there. Bert was there. Edge from the WWE was there.
That was prior to me.
Was it?
I was at that live gig.
You were?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You were not here for that, Calvin?
No. My first live gig was us at Peggy's Corral with
holy cow,
with Scotty Hill and Mean Gene Okerlund and Greg the Hammer Valentine
and Greg Billings.
Yeah,
and, yeah, that was
and the Rockers. And the Rockers.
Yeah,
we had the guitar shootout and all that stuff. Yeah.
So the first one at the fairgrounds was just a mess. Moose was producing that, and half the things we had lined up didn't even happen. Vince Neil was supposed to come by, and he didn't come by, and things were just falling apart around us, you know? But we got through it, and it was fun, and you would never know that it was a disaster by the way we pulled it off. And then the second one was Peggy's Corral, I guess.
Which was huge.
Oh, I remember driving over there that morning to Santa Galvin. I'm like, I don't know who's going to be here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because we were doing it, you know. I was like, I don't know if this is going to be great. And then we pulled up, and there was 2,000 people there. I was like, all right, this is good.
Yeah.
That one was great. But again, we still had to play music.
Yeah, we did. Because I remember, because we had Medicine Man wrestling, and he was wearing the onesie, and he had it on wrong. And
yep.
It was like the shoulder part was where his junk is, and his stuff was sticking out and everything.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I remember because like, Pink Floyd was on, and I'm like, we're waiting for Pink Floyd to be over so we can do this.
I mean, there's literally 2,000 people there just standing there drinking, having a good time, and we're just standing there staring back at them going, sorry, we have to. So, again, that one was all us and Crazy Eye Tommy. Crazy Eye Tommy
right.
really put that one together. Like, we didn't have to do the footwork on that. And then the next one was at the State Theater in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
And that's the one where Otis Day was there. And that was the one. I mean, we did all of that. We had Skid Row. Jesus, we did all of that.
We had the sideshow guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jim Rose.
Yes.
Just so
we also had that idiot porn guy there, too.
Oh, my God.
Remember, he was going to jail, and you were like, I hope you get the chair. You were like, I hope you get a life sentence, you idiot, because he kept on swearing. We're like, you can't swear. We're on the radio, even though we're out here live, we're on the radio, and he'd keep on swearing and stuff. I'm like,
Mike, it was like the old man, life sentence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Max something.
Hardcore or something.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, Joe.
I was going to say, I was at that live gig, too.
I know the connection.
This guy loves us.
He came there because Jim Clements, who used to do Lifestyles of the Up and Coming on Public Access, Jim would bring people by the show every once in a while and have weird things to bring on the show, and he brought that guy by.
Paul F. Little, a.k.a. Max Hardcore. That's who it is right there. Yeah, what a jerk he is.
Is he still in jail?
I don't know. Let's see
if he is.
Yeah, I know, right?
I hope he got shanked.
Prosecutions based on Max Extreme 4 charged him with child pornography and of obscenity. The actress was over the age of 18, was not disputed. Charges were brought, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're getting in trouble. No, he's out of prison.
Oh, okay.
He stated in February 2012 interview that he wants to do good in the world and has now gone back into the porn industry. However, Hardcore has not been credited as a porn performer or director since 2013.
Great. So that was our gig. Then that was the one where two bands were fighting to see who would open up for Skid Row, right?
Yes, and that was
Silter?
Yeah, Silter and some other band. And Silter's lead singer is 6'5", about 220, just solid. And he was just rocking the other dude. The other dude was like, I mean, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
He was just bleeding. And he fought. He did a great job. But, I mean, there's not much he can do.
Also, keep in mind that we had them. We didn't have a ring. We didn't have anything. We just put them in the middle of the dance floor, and we're like, "Oh, beat each other up!"
Oh, it was total Fight Club. People were just pushing them back in.
Awesome.
Oh, what a weird! And then we did the whole show, and then Skid Row performed.
Yeah,
that was a good time. I was just thinking of all these things that we did and how we pulled it off on our own. I mean, we just really did it on our own. And
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think was Olivero even there at that point.
No,
right?
No, he came in later.
This radio station literally had the worst promotions ever before Olivero came in.
I remember who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Nice guy. Nice
Super
guy.
Super nice guy. But just, he never dealt with anything on the level that he was working with now.
Right.
He went from having to schedule prize giveaways to all of a sudden do live gigs. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy, Jerry, but... whatever.
Every time I think of him, I think of him and his tidy whities in Ireland.
Oh my God!
Because he went over to Ireland with us because it was part of the promotion. He's like, I guess I should go, and we're like, oh really? Okay. But he wound up going, and there was at one point where we're like, hey, we're gonna go get breakfast or something. And he's just in his tidy whities, and I'm like, I didn't need to see this.
Why did you see him in his underwear?
Because we like went to go get breakfast or something. And we're like, we should invite Jerry, and he answered his hotel room, and he was, you know, just went, I'm like, oh. At least put a robe on or something.
That's hilarious. Oh, those are fun times. Next live gig would be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be great.
Nah. When was the last time we did it? Then we did the one at Peggy's, the other place in Sarasota where I fell through.
Jake's Tavern.
Yeah.
Jake's, yeah.
That was scary.
That was a fun one, too. That was the wheelchair jousting and eggnog out.
Eggnog out
was wild.
We need to do an eggnog out and shoot it in super slow motion film.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yesterday, I thought I was dying. Today, I feel 100%.
Good.
I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah, once those Advil kicked in, I was a new man yesterday.
Good. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Were they Spanish with special Advil, or were they regular store?
No, thank God. They're Amanda's Advil.
I don't know. The special ones, you know, they work. They work.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you do.
Yeah, they work if you're going to a rave.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's got eggnog out on Bone TV.
Oh, nice. Damn. So eggnog out, for what you guys, if you didn't see it, whatever, was guys with boxing gloves on, and then we got like the safety goggles that strap on, and we filled those with eggnog and put them on them so they couldn't see. They had eggnog covering their eyes because it was around Christmas time, and that was a Christmas thing to do. And so they're just swinging for their lives and just hitting, and I mean really hitting hard, and eggnog's flying, and they can't see anything. It was funny. And then, of course, eggnog's all over the floor, and then they're slipping.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was good.
Galvin, the whole point of me bringing all this stuff up that you made me think of it was that was where we performed with Scotty Hill from Skid Row and Yellow from P Learn to See, who
sings
So Many Mike.
Yes.
That so we had to get Yellow here, and I had to pay for that out of my own pocket.
Yeah. And promise him he could go fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so great because my agent was like, hey, I know you guys don't have like a budget for this stuff, but Mike wants to bring in this guy, he does the theme song, and they were like, yeah, we don't do that. We don't pay. And when they were, what do you mean? They're like, we don't pay artists to go to these shows or whatever. And I was like, I don't care. I'm paying myself. And I paid Yellow to come in and do that. And then, yeah, they had to take him fishing and all that. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they paid Nick Cannon, like, 50 grand to show up at Hot's event. You know what I mean? It's like, I thought they didn't pay people.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. All right, let's get this show moving. Enough of this trip down memory lane today. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Gio, you weren't working at the station at the time when you went to the first gig. Were you at the fairgrounds?
No, I had just moved to Sarasota, and I had sent you an email, and you were like, yeah, man, come on down and hang out. And I came out. I remember Edge was slapping
Medicine Man
in the ring. Yeah. And it was in that big-ass expo hall at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I think we might have overshot the expected crowd size. Yeah. But it was fun. It was fun to get through.
Yeah, all right. I had a blast.
Let's do it. It's Friday. Carmen, did you know it was Friday?
I did.
What? You know what's near me, Carmen? That Maple Street Bacon place.
Oh. Maple Street Biscuit Company.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
buddy.
They Uber Eats that place.
They do.
Yeah, you guys have got it here before.
Yeah. I like, they have a mushroom gravy, which is fantastic.
Woo. I woke up hungry today.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do tropical smoothie.
What's the matter? What? Oh, I was talking about you being comfortable with a boyfriend now. I got you back on the program.
What? I've been working out and losing weight for a while now.
Yeah, old loose knees over there is doing all kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't see you guys all the time.
She's running stairs. She's playing basketball. She's playing golf.
Just take it easy on those loose knees. Yeah.
Loose knees.
Yeah. I'm in the gym, but I can't talk about it because otherwise you guys make fun of me.
You guys have heard of Lucy Lou? She's Lucy Lou Sneeze.
You just become gym sex girl. It's okay.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't talk about gym anymore.
No, she replaced it with sex.
Yeah.
She used to be like, I was at the gym. Now she's like, I'm having sex.
How old are you now, Carmen?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, She's turning 30.
You going to cut your hair short?
Oh.
Why would I do that?
Get the high-waisted jeans.
I mean, those are actually in right now.
I know, but I don't like those.
The style.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I'm going to keep my sweatpants or my leggings.
Mm.
Hot.
Did you ever? Oh, no, I don't even.
I saw a post from a girl the other day and said, which leggings and sweatshirt am I wearing today?
Yeah. That's literally all my closet.
It works for you. You still look good in it.
Thank you.
When you don't look good and you start filling up leggings and you look like they poured sand in there for a hurricane.
Oh,
listen. I see some of those sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you want us to tell you, Carmen, or no?
Yes, of course.
I mean, we're going to either way. I just know. Yeah.
I know. Listen, I've already told Chad. I was like, do not let me.
He can't tell you.
No.
I don't care.
We will.
You don't care. But he tells you, and then you're crying in the corner.
No.
Moose tracks.
Listen, it's easy to tell. He has abs, so like the second I put on 1 pound, I feel like I put on 10.
Yeah.
So I got to keep it tight.
Trying to be a good friend to you.
Are you?
Because
I feel like you lost a little weight, and now you're just on a rampage to tell everybody else that they need to lose weight.
Listen,
I lost 10 pounds. Look at that.
First of all, I lost 50 pounds. And second of all, when I was at my fattest, I was still telling other people they were fat.
Right. So. But I'm just saying, maybe you should focus your attention on somebody else, Gio.
Oh, man. This one's shooting all over the place.
I used to see Gio every day, and I thought he looked fine.
That was a little uncalled for.
The best is on Bone TV. Gio's looking down at something, and then as soon as Carmen called him fat, he perked up immediately. Went, what? What?
Not cool.
Yeah. If I'm getting called out, everyone's getting called out.
Hey, that's what makes the show great, Carmen.
Well, I said tighten up your loose knees, not anything else. I think you look great. Yeah.
Listen, you're no one to talk. I saw a picture of you the other day.
Who, me? No one to talk about what? I'm not talking about anything.
Yeah, you are.
I just said tighten up your knees.
Yeah, well, I saw a picture of you where you had loose knees.
I got the loosest knees.
I saw a picture of you the other day where, because you look pretty good now.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of you the other day where you looked great.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're comfortably engaged now.
Well, I don't know about comfortably engaged, but I mean, I definitely put on some quarantine weight and then holiday weight. I just went
What nuts. Were you at the last punch out when you fought Grammatica?
I was only 6 pounds lighter than I am right now, so I'm standing.
But it was a lot more muscle.
You're a little guy, though, so 6 pounds is a lot.
Yeah, so right now I'm standing at 166, so thank you, Galvin, for making the face. The face really helped out.
Well, I'm 5'6", and you're shorter than me, so.
Yeah,
so
tighten it up over there, right? Maybe if you wore something besides yoga pants, we'd be able to tell.
Oh. Wow.
What? How loose my kneecaps are?
How loose those goddamn kneecaps are?
I don't really hide them.
Yoga pants really don't hide anything, so I think she's doing all right.
She's not. She needs to tighten up those knees.
Carmen, you should tape near your knees. You can put knee pads on and tape it just to make sure they stay in place.
Ooh, right. Carmen, I saw some knee things that you slide on, the sleeve things that look really good.
Yeah. I have one.
When's your birthday?
March.
we're gonna get you some Centrum Silver. It's a hurricane.
Yeah.
One of those hurricanes that has the four little things on the bottom so it doesn't fall over.
Need some collagen just in case.
Yeah.
Some tennis balls for
your walker. Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. And that's in March. That's creeping up on us, huh?
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm gonna be 30.
We can go play
shuffleboard with the retirees, Carmen. You
when is it, Carmen? March 27th?
Yes.
You're already a pickleball champion.
Yeah. Listen, I got the moves still. I can beat those 80-year-olds on the pickleball
court.
Damn
right you can.
What's up?
Remember when I turned 40, we had a big party at the Hard Rock, and then I'm turning 50, and they had a big party on the cruise, and Carmen's turning 30, and we're like, well, time to hire a new girl.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta